You need to see the truth of what's happening right here. Because this point that I'm referring to, this sense of being, yeah, that we think is it's the me that's being, and fucking now I've got to get rid of the me. Shit, that means this has got to go. No wonder the mind digs in. Because in the absence of this would be literal death, literal. Yeah. And there'd be some kind of knowing in the mind about that. But the reverse actually happens. In the absence of me, this comes to life. Life. You need to explore right here. Right here. You need to catch what's going on right here. Directly, Mark. Don't think your way there. Don't think about it too much. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Come to this source of being where it feels like it's the me that's present. It feels like I'm experiencing me. Okay, where's that experiencing? Go there, go there, go there, go to that. As soon as you go there, Mark, the mind goes quiet. That's a tip. That's a tip. As soon as we shift, see, this is the point of consciousness, Mark. This sense of me feeling like it's here, yeah, is not the me, but there is a sense of being here. There is, yeah. Just, and that's what I'm constantly trying to get people to notice. That. That's where the aliveness is. The consciousness, the beingness, the awareness. Now, when this starts to be lost sight of, or, you know, another way of perhaps putting that is, when this starts to become unconscious of the truth, the mind starts off again.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see that?
Yeah.
This is the best session you and I have had.
Yeah.
It is. It is. Yeah. I really drilled down on that. Like, and I know, yeah. I knew you were right there because I could see everything went quiet for you. Yeah. So it's important to see, Mark, for yourself. That you've been taking to be the experience of me, your whole life is not the me. It's what you've actually been looking for without the me, though. Or it's what you've actually been trying to experience. It's this that comes to life, Mark. And you're already experiencing it. That's why I often say, are you conscious right now? Are you aware right now? Are you being right now? Do you understand what I'm pointing to now? There's a beingness there. Absolutely. Just the silly old mind has been labeling that me our whole life. Be still and know that I am. Know that beingness, Mark. That's the I am. Be still and know that. That's the only thing you should be interested in. Anything else is just going to be mind going blah, 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 blah.
Yes.
So if you can see the truth there and the link there and the link. Yeah, if you can see the truth of that. The truth will set you free. The truth will set you free. It will set you free. See, this doesn't have to think to know it is. I don't have to think. So when I started pointing it, it's kind of innocent. It doesn't talk. It's just this being, this kind of being. You with me though? More of a knowing now of.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. Good. Then it's this is the place, Mark, that I say, yeah. If awakening is going to occur, you better be here. Because this is where it happens. But the mind interprets that being here, because it thinks it's the me that's here, that the me is going to wake up. A thought can't wake up. Yeah. This awakens all of its, I mean, it's already there. It's already there. You've just been calling it me. Yeah. Can you see why now? The me has felt so real. When it hijacks this as the center of the me, that's what makes the me feel real. And we're like, it's not the me. And we've overlooked it. And yet it's our direct experience, Mark. Constantly overlook it, yeah? So you fully see it's not the me. And just be. Because that's your direct experience, Mark. Go to that. The aliveness, the beingness, just. It's not even go to that, because that will sound like I'm asking you to think your way there. I'm not. It's there. It's just been labeled incorrectly. That's all. And then believed because of the label.
Yeah, no, that was great, Terry.
Yeah.
That was wonderful.
Can you notice everything settles down?
Yes.
Everything just kind of settles down.
Yeah.
And the reason it settles down, Mark, is mind just naturally becomes quiet. That's the settling. That's the settling. That's why it's kind of like, oh, it's just still. And anything other than this still would be what? The mind. Notice this. You don't even have to notice the mind. Be it. Because you are it. Be it. This is not the me. I don't want to confuse you, but okay. It's the you. Your actual self gets revealed. It gets revealed. It just opens, Mark. You've just got to be prepared to sit there. Or be there. You can't be anywhere else. Yeah. But consciously being just here with this. But
you are listening to an excerpt from a virtual satsang about non-duality by Terence Stevens. Terence holds two Zoom satsangs every week. To make a booking, start your journey by going to www.terencestevens.com.